Someone has to hit record.
All right, thank you. So Kate said he, I know it's Dvorim. So, am I hearing myself? Okay, what is I know it's Dvorim? But this is important halacha. Yeah, you're bothering somebody. We said in Sif Aleph, there's ripping somebody off in business, but then we said there's ripping somebody off in words, meaning you're making fun of him, you're causing him tsar, etc. So, and the Kitzer said last week, well, they wasn't last week, it was yesterday's Kitzer, that it could be worse because money, at least you just pay him back. If you steal from somebody, you can always pay him back, or you overcharge, you can pay him back. But I know it's Dvarim, is you can't ever take that back. So I wonder, by the way, I was thinking that whole thing with Gezel Shana, people think he's stealing their sleep. So that, and what is it? Gezel Shana is much worse because you can't ever pay it back. I wonder if that's going under Einos Tvarim, because usually you wake somebody up, you wake them up with words. Right? So you're causing them pain with words. So that's what it means that you can't ever pay them back. I'm just a thought. I don't know. Anyway, so what's Einos Tvarim? Don't go to a guy and say to him, how much do you want to sell me this thing for? Who ain't it right to lick? You know, you want to buy it. Right? Because he thinks you're misleading him. He thinks you're going to buy it. You don't want to buy it. If a guy wants to buy grain, don't tell him go to Pliny. And he knows that the guy doesn't have anything to sell. Or if somebody was a Baal Tshuva, remember what you used to do. Let's say somebody's having Yisurim. Don't say what Iyav's friend said to Iyav. They told him, maybe your fear, since you're having such fear, maybe that's what tripped you up. Remember, which Anaki, who was clean, meaning somebody who never did anything wrong, who was punished, right? Meaning, if you were, meaning basically what you're telling him is that you're getting punished, you deserve it, right? Which is unfortunate what we do, especially to children. Yeah, you got hurt, you deserve it, because you did it, right? That's Einos Dvarim. Yeah? Behem Sha'amru Lai Kain, and this that they told him that, Mevnei Sho'i Ma'avis Dvarim, because he was messing around with his words, meaning he himself was having hashkafic issues. So Mamela, they were trying to straighten him out hashkafically. If somebody asks you a question that requires some sort of chachma, right? You don't go to somebody who doesn't know it. What do you answer for this? Meaning, don't go over to a guy and ask him a shaila that he doesn't, that you know he doesn't know. You're causing him pain. It's just going to cause people tsar in their heart. Do not do that. Fine. If somebody has a nickname, but it's not a good nickname, it's a bad nickname. Even though he's used to that nickname and he's not embarrassed by it, if your kavana, when you're calling him that nickname, is to embarrass him, you cannot call him that. That's, but it sounds like if that's his nickname and you're not calling him that nickname because you want to get him, then that's okay. You can't do genevas das, what we call the genevas das. Pirish l'ramos b'dvarim, to fool them with words. Afal pish ein b'chisar and mammon, even though there's no loss in money. Afilu das akam, and you're not even allowed to do this to a goy. L'chein osa limka loy basar nevela b'cheska shchuta. You can't even sell a goy tray for meat by telling him that it's shechted. Even though, what's the difference to a goy? You still can't do it. Because he may want to keep kosher, because he likes kosher. He thinks it's more clean or whatever it is. If you're selling something that you know has a problem, even though you're selling it for the price of it having a mum, the way he's selling it, you must tell the buyer what the mum is. But by a present, there's no geneva stas. And you don't have to go telling, you know, I'm giving you a present, but the present has a mum. That you're not mechuyev to do. It's only if he's telling them. Hey, lo yivakash mechaver sheyochol etzel kishu yedei shelo yochol. You cannot go ask somebody. Meaning you want to look like, you know, this fellow, you see a friend, he comes for Shabbos. You know he's all set up for meals, but you want to make him feel good that you're setting him up. So don't ask him to invite him because you're Yodei Yachol when you know he's not going to eat. Right? Lo yitin le matana because you're Yodei Shalei Yachol. Don't give him a present when you know he's not going to be makabel. V'chein kol goyotz b'seshu echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv. It's once in your heart and once in your mouth. Yare l'chaveiro shu mechavde v'en kavanos eshlema. To show your friend you're giving him kavod, but you don't really, your kavod is not shlema, so then it's asa. Eliyatamid piv liba shavim, your heart and your mouth should be equal. V'yinag b'sfas emes, v'ruach nochon, v'leiv tahor, and you should have a truthful lips and the proper spirit and a pure heart. Now, the only thing is, with this is, let's say you taka want to be mechazik a guy, but you know that you can't have him for a meal, but you want to be mechazik him. So if you're doing a mitzad chizuk, or you're doing it because you don't want him to be offended, so then maybe it would be allowed. But it's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly when this thing would be allowed. The whole Samach Daled, Naftali? I think so. Not to do business with
something
that's awesome.
I'm not sure. And the Dalit?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, Uboi Dalit Sifim. This is a Shaila that comes up a lot. Right, well, let's see. Kol davar she'asim min ha'Torah v'achila. Anything that's awesim min ha'Torah. To eat, afa pishu mutar v'ana. Even if it's mutar v'ana, and hu davar miyuchad l'maychal, if it's something specifically meant to be eaten, asa lasis by schayra, you're not allowed to do schayra. So people get confused with this halacha. They think basar b'chalav you can't do business with because it's also b'hana. But any other treif you could do business with, it's not also b'hana. No, you can't. There's a separate iser d'rabbanon to do business with things that are also to eat. All right? So it's a machlokes exactly what the iser is behind this. Is it because we're afraid you're going to eat it? All right? So then, if it's in a situation where you're not, there's no chashash of you coming to eat it, then it would be okay. For example, you're buying from one company on the internet and then you're just flipping it on Amazon. So there's no chashash if you're going to come to eat it. So some pies can say that it's more makel that you could do that. All right? Okay, you have to ask individual shayla, but it's not simple to do business. Or to lend money, meaning, you lend money to a guy and he says, if not, I'll give you some ham. So this is the most common example. This is the most common shayla that people ask. Even to buy it to feed your non-Jewish workers, asr, it's asr. All right? So the question is, how you go about feeding your non-Jewish workers? So that's basically, and there are many scenarios where you could do it. You can give them the money and let them buy it. That's for sure okay. Paying the bill or paying a credit card is not as simple, but ultimately it's also okay. You just can't, the one thing is for sure not okay is to go into the store and pay for it. They go and they order the trade, and then you go in and pay for it. That's a shtickle of problem. Right, but other than that, for the most part, it's fine. And also, it only applies to foods that are awesome in the raisa. Foods that are awesome in the rabbanon is okay. So if you want to go into a non-kosher Dunkin' Donuts, you can go buy there. Meaning, it has to be treif min ha'Torah. Right, so let's say pizza. Pizza would also be okay, because even if the cheese, not pepperoni pizza, right, but regular pizza, it would be okay, because what's the worst that it is? Not Chol Yisrael cheese. That's a derabbanon. Right? Fine. But something that's not meant to be eaten, you can go in susim, chamayrim, right? Animals. What the last has been schayra, then that you are allowed to do business with them. The chaylev gamkein mutter b'schayra. Chaylev is also mutter. Sharei nemer b'yiyasu l'chol melacha. There the pasuk specifically says that chaylev, you can do any melacha you want. Right? And that's only chaylev of kosher animals, because if it's chaylev of treif animals, then it's included in the iser of treif by chaylev. But let's say it happens to be that somebody gets a davar asar. Going to tzadogim, let's say you're a fisherman and you're trapping fish, and the net, you got a dog tummy. So what do? You can't sell that for money, right? But you said with the kids of Shulchan Aruch saying, yes, you can, because you happen to have gotten it. Somehow you ended up with an nevela treif, meaning the animal became treif. Or is an available. Then in both situations, you're allowed to sell it because you didn't have kavana for it. So if somebody gives you a present, a coworker gives you a present of treif, you're allowed to sell it. And you need to sell it immediately. You can't say, oh, so let me. Oh, I hate this. Somebody gave me a live tray for fish, so let me wait a few weeks and grow it so I can get more money. Then you have to sell it immediately. And you can use the shliach to sell it, but even though the shliach is going to make money on the deal. But the shliach shouldn't buy it lechalutin, meaning as a final sale, because then the shliach, the yid, for him it's doing business, so he's not allowed to do that. Let's say a guy owes you money. He owes you money and he's not paying you money, but he says, I'll offer you some tray for food so that you're allowed to take it. But like we just said, you have to sell them right away. You're not allowed to keep them in your house in order to make money. But it's mutter to hold on to them so that you don't lose from the, if you're going to lose from the principle, then you're allowed to hold on to it. If it's only an issur derabanan, which is many, many issurim, like we mentioned, cheese from a guy, then it's mutter to do business with it. They only made the takana on things that are usur min atayra, not mid derabanan. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody have a fine night. Good tvach, good yar.
Sure, good luck.